What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now, I don't know what this guy's wanting to talk about, but Fatboy, you popped for whatever it was he said off the air, so it must have been a...
Yeah, it's interesting. If it's what he says is true, I'm going to hold him to it.
Is he talking about the country or the former professional wrestler?
Oh, we will find out.
Christopher was stuck in China for 5 years. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Batman.
Hey, Christopher. Can I call you Chris?
Yes, sir. That's
Can
fine.
I call you Topher?
Either or. It doesn't matter.
You know, there's that guy, Topher Grace, and that's what it's short for. It's Christopher.
Some of my friends call me Blue because I wear a ridiculous amount of it.
Blue?
But yeah, actually, I spent the last six years. Well, since 2019, I've been back about 6 months.
God.
Got stuck in China, man.
What meaning? Were you in the military?
No, actually, I was. I worked for the Navy many, many moons ago, but I was in Italy during that time. That was in like 2005.
Oh, wow.
But in 2019, I finished a contract down in Charleston for Boeing.
Uh-huh.
And I had some money, and I was like, you know what? I always wanted to see the Great Wall and stuff, and I contacted a friend, and he's like, yeah, you have a college degree in electronic engineering. You can come teach English, science, and math and get paid and then move from city to city. Well, okay. I get there. And about 6 months in, COVID happened. I was there day one.
Were you close to where it happened, like Wuhan?
Oh, gosh.
No, I was in the Guangdong province.
Okay.
But as soon as it happened, the entire country... Well, I guess what people don't understand, yes, it's a communist country, but it's like communist light.
What does that mean, though? What does that mean?
That's a good question.
I mean, communist light.
It's communist light because they lean heavily towards capitalism and towards American style capitalism.
Okay.
With their communist stuff. So
okay.
It's not give and take on that.
Now let me ask you this real quick though: is it? It's not a stretch to believe. I'm not going to ask that. All right, go ahead. Did you know anybody at work for Nike over there?
Ooh.
Go on. I met all kinds of things like that. Yes.
Okay. And is it true? Like they live there too, and they
it's the land of knockoffs, man. I can promise you that.
Oh, interesting.
I've seen like actual Gucci stuff made there, and then I've seen their knockoffs that look almost as good, but they change like a letter.
Fucci.
Like they have. Oh yeah, Gucci.
Hey, he gave us COVID. Fucci did.
Now we've heard tales of dogs. Are there dogs like available to eat?
Oh, stop.
We've heard that. For real.
In the rural areas, I hate that word, rural.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
It is.
Rural.
But in the rural areas, yes.
Rural. What was the old
teacher?
The rural. Yeah, you're an English teacher. Listen at you. Rural juror. Say a rural juror.
Rural juror.
And first of all, I'm an electronics engineer. I was teaching English, science, and math.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
still a teacher. Rural is hard.
You're stuck
rural
over there juror. During COVID, right when it started. And
yes, sir.
What's the What was their reason?
They locked us in our apartments. They put cameras in front of everybody's apartment door.
What?
So as soon
well,
as
they make them there. That's easy.
Yeah.
But as soon as
you left, I saw a dude leave, and then like a red van rolled up, and like the medical Gestapo snatches you up and put you in a van, and then I never saw the guy come back. So I was like, all right, I'll just stay in my apartment.
But they had the dogs patrolling the streets, right? The robot dogs.
No, it got really bare. I remember I was sitting on my balcony teaching across to another balcony. Kids I had flashcards.
Oh my
And their
God.
Mom would like tie a bag of like dumplings to a really long like mop and like hand me over food.
Wow.
Once a week, the government would drop off a bag of rice, a bag of noodles, and questionably ripe vegetables. I mean, they took a hit before they got there.
Yeah.
You know?
So you didn't try to reach out to, like, you know, embassy or anything like that?
I did, but there was nobody at the embassy.
Oh, God.
So what, family here, like, nobody, like, raised a ruck? Like, how did you ultimately get out?
Well, after 2 years of being like 2.5 years, like you guys had it easy, man. I remember watching videos of you guys here in America, and I was like, man, these guys are just going outside. they're like, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm free. And I'm like, man, that must be nice.
Did you have a girlfriend there?
I had a girlfriend there. Yeah.
Do you miss her?
Yeah. You know what? If I put it this way, to think about it, I do miss her. I miss part of that life because I had no choice, you know.
True.
And then being stuck there, you build up a debt that they will not let. They hold your passport until you pay back your debt.
Oh, God.
What?
All of that.
You know what? I'm not thinking that's a bad thing, actually, now that I think about it. Because we get all these MFs over here like, running in and out of the country with like, over there, them in New Zealand, they got it figured out.
Well, I tell you what, man, I can promise you this. I've been to like so many different countries, but that was the one time in my life that I literally was like, oh my God, I love my country so much more than I ever have ever. You could, like, I almost cry about it. I remember when I landed in L.A., LAX.
Yeah.
I only had enough money to make it back to L.A. Not even, and I didn't even know my mom was living up here in Greenville.
Wow.
And
so you went
I didn't
home.
Even know she got,
oh, my God. You get back from China, you
home,
fly into LAX,
there.
And they move to, see, there was a mass exodus. Everybody in California in the know left. And
well, right, first of all, I'm not from California, but...
Well, pardon me.
I'm originally from the Chickasaw Reservation in Oklahoma.
Hey!
But I spent a lot of time in South Carolina, but mostly Charleston.
Well, we won't hold that against you.
God, you could have taught a bunch of stuff, man. You could have taught, you know, Native
but
American
I,
history.
I promise you guys this, dude. You got, like... when I come walking through... LAX when I first got back to America.
Yeah.
And there's this huge American flag.
What?
I got like a little like I got like
did you get teary
eyed and
flag. Oh, he said flag.
I got teary eyed and then there was this huge line to get through customs or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like 200 people back of the line.
You're like, oh,
you know,
God,
like
I hope
200
people
told
me. I'm gonna find all these fake Nikes I brought back with me.
This lady walked up and she goes, hey, is there any American citizens in this line? And I like, my hand never got any higher than it has ever been.
That's awesome.
You're like Statue of Liberty holding up the torch.
Hell yeah.
What if he had like a Chinese, like a bowl haircut, you know, and you're like, he'd been there so long and stuck.
Yeah. Like, they're like, did you start bowing to people rather than shaking hands? Or no, I'm messing with you. Hey, welcome back.
Basically, what I did, I raised my hand, and they took me to customs, and this the police officer looked at my passport, and he goes, welcome back, Christopher, and that's when I started crying.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
That's great. That's great.
I got to cut you off because we don't have all day, but that really was a good story.
We really did. If we were in China, we'd have like 12 more hours of show to do.
I mean, they already asked you to cover too much. You got to teach three subjects.
That's true.
To Chinese kids who probably just, you know, spitballing you,
yeah,
lollygagging, not caring.
Any of them ever karate chop you when they get past, you know, they didn't pass a class or something? All right, I'm being generalizing right now. Thank you, sir. God bless America. Thank you.
Ni hao mo.
All right.
Look at
this text right here, and it's really true. Y'all get giddy when you get to talk to people from other countries. You have so many questions, really. Yeah, I mean, it's because, you know, you don't, not that you don't trust the stuff you read on the internet, but again, I almost said this during his call. I hearken back to when we or whoever went to war over in Ukraine, and we're watching the news, and they're talking about the country's been shaken to their core, and we go on the Snapchat map.
Oh yeah,
and there's people in the Ukraine at nightclubs, disco, and then stuff. While, you know, I'm not saying it, but it's a country. Like, so if West Coast is on fire right now, we're not suffering over here. We're going to be discoing.
It was odd. If Canada tried to take over Seattle, and then we're just down here living a normal life, but there's like a war going on there,
right? Like a real war.
It was crazy.
Meanwhile, they're going to be the 51st state, I understand. That's what I've read.
Well, look, who's in the running for the... Look, there's four territories in the running for two spots. Yeah. Puerto Rico, D.C., Canada.
Greenland. Soon to be called Trumpland.
Can't buy it. Oh, I'm going to try it.
It's got a
Trumpland.
It rolls right. Trumpland.
He's got fragrances now. I saw that over the weekend. There's Trump watches. There's Trump fragrances.
Bibles, guns, knives, and tennis shoes.
See, they buy it up.
Donald's secret. Briefs for men.
Do you like underwear? Do you have big nuts? You don't know where to put them. We've got the big
biggest
pockets.
Balls in the room.
Oh my God.
Very big.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I wanted something to kind of get us into what we were going to do, but this doesn't really do that.
Not at all.
No.
You should have played Charmer if you wanted to do that.
Oh, I got it too. I didn't even think about it. I was doing the cheap route looking for something, you know, Tinder. We don't have any Michael Bolton, so I couldn't play that.
Oh, boy.
Thank God you didn't play Love Me Tender.
I almost did. I had it ready to go. Just let me throw this in. I want to kind of butter you up a little bit. I don't know how evasive you're going to be.
Evasive? Boy, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
It could be
too much about me being a Scorpio.
Too cold, Scorpio.
No. It'd be nice.
So, it's been what? I think a few weeks. I don't think it's been a month, has it?
I will open it up for the first time today and tell you. I don't know where I would find that out, though. Yeah, it was a week after. No, it's not even been. It was the week after Christmas.
Okay.
Or like day or two after Christmas. And I know that sucks to even say, but it's just the truth. I was just bored.
I understand.
I mean, it literally was.
That was a good time to join.
You know what? Yeah, but it almost means, it seems to some, and I don't care, but like, oh, was that your resolution? Nope. I was bored. I wasn't even looking for some action. I was just bored.
That was a
looking
good
point. Looking for something to do.
Just.
That's a good one to start on.
Just, yeah. But see, yeah, but I've been told the opposite.
Oh, really?
I've been told that that's the one that is not anymore.
Did a man tell you that? Like a male?
Yeah. Like, I know what you're going to say.
What?
He wasn't getting anything, so he says it sucks.
Or he's trying to keep you off it so he can hog all the, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That actually makes a lot of sense because he lives within the same town, so yeah.
Yep.
He's also married, so he shouldn't be on there.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Exactly. What's he doing?
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Have you gotten to the point where you feel like you kind of circled around? Because I feel like
drain.
It's going to throw you some you've already maybe said no to. Or
I don't think that. I don't know. Again, I don't Google. I should probably, but like what this, like I accidentally super liked somebody on there, and because I got so.
The hell is that?
It's a stupid thing where
super like.
Like. You know, the swipe left, swipe right thing.
Yeah.
But if on a lot of apps, when you're looking at like the crypto wallet that we use, to get out of it, you just swipe up. Yep. It takes off the screen. If you do that on somebody's profile on Tinder, it gives them a super like. And you're like, ah, oh, God. And what that means is it's like...
So you're interested, right?
But almost to a... Like, Paige, if you didn't ever hear from a guy, all of a sudden he sent you rather than just... It sounds so elementary to say. If he didn't send you a regular like, but he sent you a super like, that's a little...
I don't know.
Hey, you already know you super liking me.
Wait,
so I couldn't take it away. So this girl probably thought I super liked her and didn't.
But
reply.
They're not going to know, right? Just the
I don't know.
Algorithm or the app's going to know.
So it's like a fast pass at Disney.
For her to, I'm not on that, so I don't know. Do you have to connect with her the same way?
My thinking going into it was the only things that would show up, and feel free, you veterans of the game, feel free to tell me if I'm wrong, because I sure I am. 1-800-774-0093. You can text or call. Same number.
Same number.
The TLCMotors.com text.
Don't bitch about changing it. Same number.
We went over earlier how it's very simple to do.
We did this for you.
I thought that it would only show me... I have to quit saying girls, too. Because, I mean, like, literally, I have to quit saying girls. Not because, oh, people might think you're... But it's like, I'm looking for a woman. I ain't looking for a girl.
How and you probably get a mix of both on there. A lot of young girls on there, like 20, 21, 22.
Not if you set that to your thing. So that's what I was going to... But I think I'm showing my cards too much if I say all that. I was going to tell you, like, what my settings were, but I don't know that.
Oh, come on! If you're not happy with it, you might as well. This might change it. This might switch it up for you. You got guys on there too, like for friends?
Nope, I have that. I wish there was so many different things you could set up on here. Like, let me lay my phone down and just speak without it. I can't tell you the amount of. And I shared one with Fat Boy. Not shared one, but I told him.
Who do you tell?
The amount of. Women who will hit on you and then explain, and I have to look up what all these initials stand for on there. Like, I didn't know, like, I still haven't put my personality type on there because I don't know what all those letters stand for. And I haven't taken the time to Google it. But women will go in there and they'll flirt with you and then say, by the way, I'm in a, what is the term for it? They're in a relationship, open relationship or whatever?
Yeah, I guess that would be it.
But then this one said, but if you're satisfying me, he will be on the phone listening. I'm like,
what the hell?
And you're on long-term partner. Like, you already got that. It's so in that, and I can tell the fakes from the fakes already.
Oh, dang it. The bots are obvious.
Yes, very much so. The names will be, like, very, very international, like... Where they don't, you can't, it don't make sense. And then all the pictures are from foreign countries. So either that.
They're not real people.
Yeah, I need more American photos.
So if you joined it to kind of.
I'm looking for an American only. How about that?
I feel like.
No offense.
You said you were bored. So I feel like you joined it to, okay, kick it around. And if something happens, it happens naturally. But did you really go through and set up a whole profile?
I didn't realize how judgmental. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I just didn't realize how judgmental I was. But I'm like. It is what it is.
I'm so picky.
If you, well, I am. Fat Boy tells me that all the time. My maximum distance is 35 miles for those that are texting.
Well, that makes sense.
That's plenty.
I got to see like a couple of, you got a couple like rejects that you.
You don't get to see them again after you do that.
Oh, okay.
And my pickiness isn't just looks. I think it's the way you behave more than anything.
But you don't know that based off.
I know. That's the thing. That's why I don't want to do that because it's kind of a mystery and people lie.
Can you search by body type?
Nope. Okay. There's a lot of types you can't search by. And some people have to be very blatant in their bios.
Oh, they got to put it all out there. Like
they will basically say, "I'm only looking for this. If you're not this," but the one thing that really struck me as odd is the biggest thing that I've noticed the most is if you supported Donald Trump, you won't find a woman in Asheville, North Carolina. They all put it in there. It seems from Asheville. I'm not looking for a Trump supporter. If you voted for Trump, swipe. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, news alert, but I think if you're a dude, you might not find a woman in Asheville, North Carolina.
Well, the other thing is, like they'll show up. You read the Bible, like, oh, right, and then you get down there and you look and you're like, oh wow, you got all the boxes checked off as far as, yeah, you know.
Like, what do you notice that's going to turn you off? Because I got a feeling you're not accepting many women.
You're 1,000 like times it. Correct.
See, my problem...
And that sounds bougie, but if you know, you know. And I'm not talking about me, you know. But, like, if you see, like, yeah, that wouldn't work. Or somebody had texted in earlier when I said that my miles was 35. Why would... it just would never work dating somebody lived 100 miles away. Just...
It wouldn't. But this is just for, like... I mean...
I'm not... Look... I will put my hand on the Bible and my other one on my daddy's grave. I am not looking to just get laid. If that was what I was looking for, I could have done that the week after Christmas.
I thought that's...
Not saying that with any... I think most people probably could on there.
Just go out and just say, oh my God, I think I've had too much to drink.
That felt like this all Tinder was.
What's in my drink?
I thought it was a quick
You're
hookup.
Fine.
No.
But look, the whole...
I mean, it can be, I suppose.
The whole landscape could have changed. Are you thinking about if you're, well, see, I probably know the answer
to
that.
Yeah, feel free. I don't care.
If you're going to go like a serious trying to find somebody, like a serious relationship, would you still go the route? You have to go the route of the other dating sites, right? Like a serious one, yeah, you got to put like money into.
So what is
Match or the other one?
Something like that. But do those even work?
I don't know.
I know somebody who did that, and it was like they were just looking to get laid.
Yes,
the guys that she went out with were players.
What about Munch? Have you tried that one?
I've tried none. I've been on no dating sites.
If I were doing it,
first time I have.
I feel like I'd do it this way. I'd go on a site like that and just put everything down. What you do not like, what you'll accept.
Yeah.
I just want someone to be happy because I don't meet very many happy people. And I've been through so much that I don't want to go home and listen to someone else's problems for 2 hours.
How many happy relationships?
But if I read that on your bio, I would steer clear of you.
I know, right? And that's horrible.
I know, but it's the truth.
But that's how I feel.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
So, you know how people were with the, and I want to quit saying it. I want to be very active in stopping to say the guy's name. The guy, if you're not going to say the name of the person that he murdered, we got to quit saying his name too. And you know what I'm referring to, the CEO thing.
Oh, yeah.
I despise that. I despise that that's a documentary already, like on a real network. Like, insane. But nevertheless, there's a big, there's like maybe, I don't know what number to add it, maybe 15-20% of people that are like, well, that's what y'all get for being the evil that you are. All this just maddening stuff. And then those that aren't into that are the ones that are saying the climate change thing.
And yeah. Like, well, they were saying that, you know, there are environmental restrictions there.
Right.
You know, could have, you know, well, actually was a direct cause to some of this.
Yeah.
I don't think it's really hitting home when you have celebrities talking about raising money or that they, it's really bad they lost their homes, really is.
It's terrible. Can you like, imagine?
But Pete, that's so much backlash on it.
What, owning a home there already?
Well, no, like when you got the Mandy Moore situation where she talked about a GoFundMe link that she had shared and people were like, well, you got money, you know, why aren't you helping? And
yeah.
They're just, you get a lot of that. People don't feel as bad for the celebrities. That's
well,
for the real people.
It also makes you like, who was it that I saw that they, their house was gone? And I was like, God, I'm surprised you're at. Oh, Ricky Lake.
Oh, like, yeah.
Wow, you lived in the Hollywood Hills, Ricky Lake. Like, you must have saved the money.
Yeah.
I mean,
she had a TV show.
I know, but like, you always hear the residuals of those are crap once you've been gone.
I read about a lady.
That was Kelly Clarkson.
Who was in her 80s. Who had been living in the same neighborhood for years. Now, there were celebrities that moved in and kind of bumped, but like, yeah. I'm surprised she could stay in there as far as the home value would have went up, taxes, all that stuff.
Yeah. So.
Stayed with her animals, too, died.
I know.
I couldn't imagine.
That one I told you about, and I know why it hits close to home, but it's when that ranch was out there just in the Palisades. They were having to just release their horses to the wild because they're like,
oh, yeah.
At least they're going to have a chance. And I was like, oh, my God.
I saw a deer running on the streets, not knowing where to go. 24 is the death count as of now.
Okay. So it has. I was saying earlier, I was like, you know, it's... thank God for that. I'm very glad, because you see this devastation. Like, you know, you hear about those freeways and not being able to get in and out
the,
and all that.
The hard thing about it is the fire's fast and it's hot. And I remember having to drive as somebody was filming in the Oakland Hills. And you don't know which direction the wind is going to be going. So you think you can go down this road, but there are trees falling before, you know, that are on fire. And it just, it's unbelievable. And, you know, and it happens within hours.
Do you, when you did that, and it may have changed now because you, you know, you've been right here beside me for, in 2 days, 22 years. In two days, it will be 22 years. I know.
It's the longest relationship I've ever had in my whole life.
Hell, me too. Literally. Literally. Except my when I gave my life to Christ. When you do that, do you sign a special kind of thing? In other words, hey, Paige, now go to Oakland, cover the fires. Do you sign something saying, now, if I get burned up, I won't sue Fox or whoever it was you worked for? It was Fox.
No, it's just part of your job.
God.
I mean,
that sucks.
I would. You can't turn them down either, can you?
No, when you get assigned to something, I wasn't a reporter at that time. I was just an intern and I was driving.
Wow.
And I was actually, what happened is I was sending batteries to cameramen who were working on location. And then I was driving, and he goes, we got to go somewhere else. We got to go film something. So we ended up right in the thick of it.
Do you ever have to go to Watts?
Yeah, that was L.A.
That is L.A.?
No, I was in...
Oh, yeah.
No, at that time, I wasn't working for the business show, but I did fly into L.A., but that was specifically business reported.
But according to my Sanford and Son map
dummy.
In my head, that I thought L.A. and Watts were close.
Yeah, but she was in Central California.
California.
I was in Northern California, up in the Bay Area.
NorCal. Racket.
San Francisco.
The L.A. will.
All right.
But Oakland. I don't like...
Sam Rafael.
The way they're talking about it sucks to even bring up. The way they're talking about how some people passed away is really awful.
Yeah.
And like just, but you know, the whole thing too is just like what she's talking about with the winds.
Yeah.
The way these suckers start. I saw McDonald's that was burning up and it just whoosh. It just like spread because of the embers. They said it could travel up to 2 miles.
And if it happens at night and you're asleep, your house could burn down and you're not going to get out.
I wouldn't wake up. There's no way. I sleep through anything.
Yeah, but the
I'd wake up.
You'd wake up too late. I mean, a lot of people would because just when you start to inhale that smoke, by that point you're screwed.
They say that's what kills a lot of people before the fire.
Yeah,
the
inhalation.
Yeah, that word.
I'd rather, you know what? God, I wouldn't want to die that way. But if I had my druthers, I'd rather that than to just, you know, oh God.
You see the guy they caught?
Yeah, so... yes, I did.
So they caught somebody doing...
Do we can't say that guy did the whole thing. Now, there could be others that were involved in him, but I'm sitting here thinking, like, what if you're in a neighborhood and you have a that area? Obviously, the land is what the value is. Some of the houses, quite frankly, like crap that I saw. I mean, like Stars houses. You know, people were... popular in the 70s.
Yeah.
The houses. And everyone else's houses around you is burning down and yours isn't. Like, would you not maybe say, gosh, let's get some insurance money too and just start over. You want to set this house on fire and just leave?
Just torch all you. I mean, how could they go back? They can't inspect everyone for, I don't even know how they would prove an arson, where it would start, but, you know.
Well.
The one guy had a flamethrower.
Yeah, but just the one guy. So have they broke that down to like, was he working with, was there a sleeper cell?
There's been reports of other people, but it's mostly looting, too.
That's the other thing. It's just like what we heard about in Western North Carolina with Helene. People trying to get up the mountain. And see, that's the bad part. It's like a lot of people are trying to get up there to help, and they were being stopped because they feared it could be looters. And that's where I was talking about earlier with the... Forgive me, was it Venezuela or whatever, where the gang is that, like, literally, like... I'm not saying that the cops fear them, but like they run crap the way it seems they
talk
run.
About Trinidad-Aragua?
Yes. Is that Venezuela?
Yep.
Okay. They run that. It seems like they run that the way that the Irish and Italian mob ran New York. I mean, it's like, when are you going to put a foot down say, no more of this crap? I mean, I know it's like, well, figure out homelessness too while you're at it, but still.
It's really odd to see the people for the town saying this is not happening when, look, it's like when they talked about certain people, what they were doing to cats in a certain town or other animals. There were people like, this is really happening.
So yeah. The Palisades fire, if that's what you're talking about, being intentionally the smaller fires that are set on outside the big fires.
That's the other
copycat
thing.
Fires.
They're different sections of, you know, I forgot about that.
So it's not one continuous fire. This is just different. Well, that would make sense with the wind.
Yeah, different parts of Los Angeles. They're talking about Brentwood. You know, that's where the, like, you know,
no.
other money athletes and celebrities live. And,
mm-hmm.
But there were people trying to, I don't know how you stop it. I really don't. A lot of helicopters throwing the red stuff out, which I guess is sand. People with water in their yards. That's how they found the one guy with the hose in his hand when they found his body.
I know.
Awful. One guy was found by his son's bed. He couldn't leave his son.
Oh, my goodness.
The whole, they said the Palisades, it took decades to build. And it's just like, it's all gone.
What, because the coast is man-made?
I don't know.
Right. I just want to call up and say this, your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell. Right.